2 weeks ago, the Rawhide welcomed the Inland Empire 66ers for a six-game series, and the Rawhide won five out of their six games. The Rawhide traveled up north on 99 for the first time this season, and he thought maybe the Rawhide can put some wins together, get a series win, and make up some ground in the California League standings. And instead, the Rawhide dropped five out of six against the Stockton Ports in a lone trip to Banner Island here in 2024. This afternoon, the Rawhide return home to Valley Strong Ballpark for the first home series in the month of May. The Rawhide get ready to play 13 home games in 14 days. And for the first time this season, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Rawhide Baseball on the MILB app. Joey Gonzalez with you on this Tuesday morning. Game 27 of 131 here in 2024. And Sunday afternoon, really the whole series was a frustrating one for the Rawhide, only stealing one game. It was a Wednesday evening victory where the Rawhide ended up winning 8-7. Excuse me, that was Friday, May 3rd. But since then, the Rawhide have had their struggles, and it's really come from the bullpen. Sunday afternoon, starting pitcher Adonis Perez, longest outing by Rawhide pitcher this season. He went six innings of work. However, he did allow seven hits, three runs. Two of those were earned, striking out five batters. The Rawhide got scoring early. They scored their first run, but Stockton, bottom of the first inning, they responded as well. The Rawhide were shut out after the first inning, including Stockton scoring in both the third, the fourth, and then a two-run eighth inning off the arm of Landon Sims. So despite Adonis Perez, longest out of the outing of the season, he ends up suffering the loss. He drops to 1-2. Meanwhile, for the Stockton Ports, Diego Barrera received the win, improving to 2-0. As we move forward into our pregame coverage right here at VisaliaRawhide.com, we'll talk about the California League standings. We'll also get you the starting lineup for this morning's ball game. It's game one of the six-game series between the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes and the Visalia Rawhide. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Get the next level with a fresh set of tires this spring and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends April 30th.
Attention Central Valley residents. Are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Bowles Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Bowles Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Bowles Comfort way.
Take your Toyota safety to the next level with a fresh set of new tires. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Welcome back to Valley Strong Ballpark, game 27 of this 131 season campaign. The Rawhide losing one game due to the rainout against San Jose two home stands ago. And without further ado, let's dive into the California League standings. We'll start off first in the Cal South, where the two will meet up today. The Rancho Cucamonga Quakes enter today with a record of 15-10. They're currently on a one-game losing streak after they dropped game two of the doubleheader on Sunday afternoon against the Modesto Nuts. Meanwhile, in second place, the Lake Elsinore Storm, they jump past the Rawhide, currently riding a two-game winning streak. They're four games behind the Rancho Quakes. And then in third, the Visalia Rawhide, they're now 11-15 on a two-game losing streak. They're now five games back. Visalia has gotten as close as 3.5 during the Stockton series. They've been really landlocked at 4.5 games for the past 10 games. So the Rawhide trying to make up that ground, but unable to do it against Stockton. They'll like to do it when the Rawhide return home here for these next 14 days. Lastly, in fourth, the Inland Empire 66ers. They're the last team to not reach 10 wins so far here in 2024. They're 8-18, 6.5 games behind the Rancho Quakes. Meanwhile, up north, the Modesto Nuts, they remain red hot. They're 19-6 after the win against the Rancho Quakes on Sunday. Then in second place, the Fresno Grizzlies, who the Rawhide will travel to at the end of this homestand. They're 15-11 on a two-game winning streak. San Jose, they played landlocked 13-13. Prior to their two-game losing streak, they were riding an eight-game winning streak. It's the longest winning streak by any team in the California League this season. And then lastly, in fourth place is Stockton Ports. They're 10-15, currently on a two-game winning streak. Stockton, nine and a half games behind the Modesto Nuts here in the Cal League North. Let's step aside, and when we come back, we will get things going on the MILB app, and we'll have the continued audio coverage all game long right here at VisaliaRawhide.com. Let's step aside. First pitch is coming up next. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com and on the MILB app.
To a new Toyota. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful Tundra and Tundra Hybrid, or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Uno de los 20 hospitales en California y uno de los dos en el Valle en recibir la distinción. ¿Cómo lo hicieron? Sus cuidadores hacen un esfuerzo adicional por sus pacientes. Cahuilla Health, uno de los 100 mejores hospitales de los Estados Unidos.
Game one of the six-game series between the Visalia Rawhide and the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. Joey Gonzalez with you here on this Tuesday morning. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Rawhide Baseball on the MILB app. The Rancho Cucamonga Quakes, the single-A affiliate of the Los Angeles Dodgers. Meanwhile, the Visalia Rawhide, the single-A affiliate of the Arizona Diamondbacks. And we're about ready to go here on our character count day presented by the Tulare County Office of Education and Will Teixeira Ford. And stepping into the box for the first time today, it will be Kendall George. We're about ready to go here on this Tuesday morning. Day baseball. Casey Anderson will get ready on the bump. And the first pitch on the way, bunt shown by George, will foul it off to the left side. For Rancho, the starting lineup is led off by number 7, Kendall George. Samuel Munoz will bat 2. Jarrell Perez will bat 3rd. Josue DePaula, 4. Jordan Thompson, 5. Jesus Galiz will bat 6. Jefferson Valadares, 7. Oswaldo Azario, 8. And Juan Alonso will bat 9. The 0-1 pitch from Casey Anderson clips the outside corner. And the count will move to 1-1. First pitch of the game is brought to you by Golden Valley Painting, painting the corners with ease since 2002. For all your painting needs, call Juan Moya at 559-740-0311. One ball and two strikes here for Kendall George. Rancho enters this ball game with a record of 15-10. Meanwhile, for Visalia, they're 11-15. Fourth pitch swinging, sent into center field. Drew Jones races backwards. And in the home pinstripes, he'll make the grab with the shades on. One down here to begin the ball game here in inning number one. There's a look at Casey Anderson here for the Rawhide. Let's take a look at some of the numbers. Three games this season, 0-2 with 13.50 ERA. ERA is a little miskewing with the 180 ERA he had in his opening game of the season where he went two-thirds of an inning. First pitch of the at-bat misses outside for ball number one. Casey Anderson, fourth appearance of the season. His 1-0 on the way. Long pause at the belt before the deal. Misses outside for ball. Count will move to 2-0. Longest outing of the season, three innings of work. It was last Tuesday whenever the Rawhide welcomed the Inland Empire 66ers for game one of the six-game series. Anderson will agree from the signals from Adrian DeLeon to a pitch on the way. Inside corner, strike number one. Anderson will be pitching to Adrian DeLeon. This afternoon, Jackson Feltner will be over at first, Yancel Luis at second. 2-1 pitch outside for ball three, 3-1. Yancel Luis will play over at second base. Christopher Torin will play over at short with Ruben Santana manning the hot corner over at third. 3-1 on the way. It's a breaking ball on the inside. It fouled off to the right side for strike number two. 3-2 moves the count. Jefferson Pena will play over in left field. Drew Jones in center. Junior Franco will be out in right. Full count here for Samuel Munoz. The payoff pitch on the way. Hit to the right side. It'll be fielded cleanly by Luis. His toss to first will be in time. Two quick outs here for Casey Anderson to begin the first inning.
Now batting. Number 23, Gerald Perez.
And I'll bring up Gerald Perez to the plate. Take a look at the replay there. Inside pitch, a late break on it, and grounds it over to the right side of the infield. Casey Anderson comes in with a four-pitch arsenal, the four-seam fastball, the sinker, the slider, and the changeup. Pitch on the way, top of the zone. It misses a little bit upstairs for ball one, 1-0. Gerald Perez, a .303 batting average, 4 home runs with 14 runs batted in. Pitch on the way, kind of a half swing, pops it up to the right side, and the count will move to 1-1. Talking about the home run pop from this Rancho team, a Quakes offense who enters the ballgame with 18 home runs, that's the second most in the California League. And now swinging on that one, sent deep into center field. Drew Jones races backwards to look up at the wall, and it will bounce off. He'll barehand the grab off the center field wall. He'll toss it back in, and it will be caught by Yancel Luis. and a two-out double from Perez here in the top of the first inning.
Now batting number 27, the right fielder, Josue DePaulo.
Put a drive onto that one. It went deep into center field. Drew Jones had to kind of turn the shoulder. You see him racing backwards there. Probably about three-quarters up the wall, but you got to give credit to Drew Jones. A nice grab out there in center field to get the ball back in and preventing Perez from going from second to third. Two down, pitch on the way from Anderson. It's out off to the right side for strike number one. Josue DePaulo batting 247, 12 ribbies, no home runs so far this season. Upcoming pitch on the way. Anderson glances at second before the deal and it clips the outside corner for a strike. Count moves to 0-2. Josue DePaulo's 12 RBIs, one of many players who have already surpassed the double-digit RBI count this season. RBI leader, however, was Giloff. He recently got sent up to high A, as recent as this past weekend. Josue DePaulo, 0-2, with two down. A glance over at second before the deal. Anderson's pitch on the way is high and outside for ball one. One ball and two strikes. Talking about Jake Giloff, promoted to high A Great Lakes out of the Midwest League over the weekend after the Modesto series. 1-2 pitch fouled backwards. Count will remain the same. Giloff, to start the year, led the team in several offensive categories, but now the opportunity lends the way over to Oswaldo Osorio, who bats eighth in the Quakes lineup today. 1-2 pitch on the way from Anderson. It's a slider that misses inside for ball two. Two balls and two strikes. Casey Anderson looking to get out of the inning right here, with only allowing one hit and stranding a runner over at second base. Glances back over at second before his pitch. Bottom of the strike zone, barely missed. De Leon tried to have the frame. However, he's not going to get it, and the count will go full. Three balls and two strikes. See the replay there. Just barely missed. 3-2 with two down. Anderson glances at second before the deal. Inside, ball four, back-to-back base runners reach here for the Quakes.
Now batting number nine, Jordan Thompson.
That'll bring up Jordan Thompson to the plate. On Sunday for Stockton, they left six runners on base, 4-for-11, in a ball game where the Rawhide pitching staff struck out eight batters. A Rawhide team who's striking out over 11 batters a ball game. Get ready for the upcoming pitch on the way. A slow roller up the middle. Terrain will have to charge in. Bare hand grab to first, not in time. A good effort by Christopher Terrain, unable to make the play in time, and bases are now loaded, and it'll bring up Jesus Galiz to the plate for the RBI chance.
Now batting number 44, Jesus Galiz.
Take a look at the replay there, and you see how long of a run Terrain has to make that grab. It's a good effort to make the play, but unable to haul it in. And now it's Galiz at the plate. 10 RBIs here in 2024 with a batting average of .261. Get a glance there at Terrain. He's been so good on the defensive and on the offensive side. But a tough play against the speedy Thompson. And that pitch misses inside for ball two. Two balls and no strike. Two base hits here in the inning for Rancho. One walk from Casey Anderson. And the walks have been a struggle here in 2024, walking five batters and striking out six. Anderson takes a deep breath before his 2-0 pitch. Top of the strike zone, it clips the outside corner for strike number one. Home plate umpire for today's ballgame, Jeremy Rada, Joshua Runge. They will be the umpires all week long. Two balls, one strike. Pitch on the way, popped up to the right side, and the count will remain 2-2. Anderson arrives in Visalia from Salt Lake, Utah. where he spent his college days with Utah Valley, the Wolverines, out in the WAC. 2-2, two down. Time will be called here by Galiz. Anderson drafted with the 325th pick in the MLB draft. He spent a little bit of time with Visalia last year, 10 and a third. However, in his next two outings, likely to surpass last year's numbers. 2-2 pitch upstairs, ball three, and at risk of walking in a runner right here. Anderson, 6'4", 185, a 23-year-old right-hander looking to get out of the first scoreless. Payoff pitch on the way, swing and a miss, and Jesus Galiz is going to be sat down for the final out of the inning, and he'll slam the bat down in frustration to get out of the inning. First two outs from Casey Anderson. He deals with some drama, but he's able to get the strikeout on Galiz to end inning number one. Peyton Martin will make his way out, and we'll get to see the Rawhide offense for the first time today. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on the MILB app.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric BZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details. Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Right now, get incredible 0%.
Out of Tulare Western High School, there to give that thing a ring. All right, Leslie, go ahead. Give that thing a ring so loud that everyone can hear it.
Baseball here on the MILB app. Yancel Luis will lead things off here for the Hyde on this Tuesday morning. It'll be Yancel Luis, Christopher Torin, Ruben Santana, Junior Franco, Kenny Castillo, bat fifth, Drew Jones six, Adrian DeLeon seven, Feltner then Pena. First pitch of the at bat and clips the outside corner for strike number one. 0-1 moves the count. Pitch on the way to Yancel Luis, swing and a miss. And quickly behind in the count, no balls and two strikes. Yancel Luis moves back to the leadoff spot, and on just three pitches, he'll strike out for the first out of the inning. And with that, it will bring up the Rawhide shortstop, Christopher Torin, to the plate.
Christopher Torin!
Christopher Torin last week batting 4-for-20. And although he has not had the weeks that he had in the first two to begin the season, he's still batting well above 300 at 313. Batted at the leadoff spot a couple nights ago when Yancel Luis had the night off. Torin on Thursday night, he batted at the cleanup spot in a ball game where he went 2-for-4, including two singles. Pitch on the way to Torin outside, and it misses. The count goes 2-1. Torin had Sunday off. However, in his last ball game was on Saturday. That ball is fouled off to the right side. Ball game for Christopher Torin, where he went 0-for-5. However, he did score a run. Reach off and heave four in the sixth inning of Saturday's ball game against the Stockton Ports. 2-2 on the way to Torin. And that one, he just gets a piece of it, fouls it off to the right side. Count will remain the same.
That's broken window. Broken window from Vision Glassworks. Give Justin a call. 747-2000.
The 2-2 with one down. The pitch on the way to Taurine is bounced in for ball three. Three balls and two strikes. A 3-2 on the way to Taurine. The pitch. And he gets a piece of it, pops it up to the right side. Will it stay in play? It looks like it will. And it'll be the first baseman, Jefferson Valadares, who will make the grab for out number two. So both offenses to begin this ball game. They both pop up to get two quick outs, and I bring up Ruben Santana to the plate. And take a look there at Peyton Martin. Martin, the right-hander, making a second appearance here of 2024. First against the Rawhide. Swung on and miss here for Santana, and the count moves to 0-1. First outing for Peyton Martin. He allowed just one earned run over 2 2/3. And a no decision on May 1st. Martin, 14 appearances in 2023 for Rancho. During that time, he was 2-1. 0-2 pitch on the way from Martin, looking to go 3-up, 3-down against the Rawhide offense. His pitch misses outside for a ball. The count will move to 1-2. Peyton Martin, a 17th round selection by the Dodgers in the 2022 summer draft. 1-2 pitch, slow roller. Santana will look to outrun this one. It'll be fielded by the catcher who lost his footing. It's his Galiz, and it will be a first hit of the ball game here for the Hyde. A good bunt there by Ruben Santana, the guy who had five hits against the Stockton Ports this past week. And the first hit of the game is brought to you by Rosa Brothers Milk Company. With Rosa Brothers Milk Company, every sip is special. Ooh. So Junior Franco will step up to the plate, and what a hero he was 2 weeks ago when the Rawhide were at home against the Inland Empire 66ers. Seen all over social media. The two-run home run ball game from Junior Franco, including the two-run walk-off home run against the Sixers. Swing and a miss. Count is 0-2 for Junior Franco. Franco, one of four players to hit a home run against Stockton this past week. Modifi Marte, Adrian De Leon, Yancel Luis all had homers up north in Stockton. 0-2 pitch on the way to Franco. And that one clips the outside corner. He'll be rung up, and the inning will come to a conclusion. One hit, no runs, no errors, one runner left on base, and we're through one here in Visalia. And we're tied up at zero, entering the top of the second inning. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball on the MILB app.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron. When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron. When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
Coming to the plate, number 44, 25, Jefferson Valadares.
Welcome back to Valley Strong Ballpark as we move to the top of the second inning. And leading things off here for the Quakes, Jefferson Valadares, Oswaldo Azario, and Juan Flores. 7, 8, and 9 do up here for Rancho in the top of the second inning. First pitch swinging for Valadares, unable to make contact, and the count will move to 0-1. Casey Anderson remaining on the mound here for Visalia, a guy who hasn't gotten much depth from the Rawhide pitching side of things. His 0-1 misses outside for a ball, one ball and one strike. It was a Rawhide pitching staff who, from Thursday onwards, three pitchers going into the sixth inning. Jacob Steinmetz did so on Thursday night. Roman Angelo did the same on Friday. Both those two guys pitching five and a third. And then Adonis Perez, a longest outing by Rawhide pitcher this season. He goes six innings of work. 1-2 on the way, outside, ball two. Special start time here for our character counts day here on this Tuesday morning. Getting to start your day with some Rawhide baseball. Casey Anderson's 2-2. Appeal to first does not go around. Count will move to three balls and two strikes. Rawhide went down in order in the bottom of the first inning. And Valadares right here will look to get some more offense going here for RC. This ball's ripped into left field. Racing backwards is Pena. And a look up at the wall. He takes it off a bounce. And going to second base will be Valadares standing. And that will be the second extra base hit of the ball game here for Rancho. One into left and one into center. Runner in scoring position here with no outs in the top of the second. A hard hit ball there, and Jefferson Pena, that ball took a high bounce on him. He tried to barehand it off the wall, and instead he had to grab it with the glove to prevent it from bouncing away. Valadares probably would have gone to third easily if the ball bounces past him. Already two inside the park home runs have been hit against Rawhide defense this season, including one against Stockton, and Osorio sends this one into left field. Pena, that ball nearly bounced past him. And now there's runners on the corners here for Rancho as we head to batter number 9, Juan Alonso. So now bring up Juan Alonso to the plate. So Casey Anderson working with a little bit of traffic here early in the second inning. Seven hits on Tuesday night for Casey Anderson. It was a career worst on the final game to end the month of April. Four hits already here allowed by Anderson. First pitch on the way. Misses outside for ball number one. It was a game on Tuesday night that Anderson pitched in, and the offense was steaming from both teams to begin the ball game. A combined 9 runs from two squads in just the first three innings. Pitches fouled directly backwards. And the count will move to 1-1. And with the way the series started against Stockton, those first couple innings, thought it was going to be the same way that the Lake Elsinore series was, where there were a combined over 60 runs scored by those two squads. Things leveled down a little bit more, including the shortest game of the season on Sunday, 2 hours and 9 minutes. 1-1 pitch lifted high into center field. Could this be enough to score the runner from third? Valadares gets ready to go. Caught by Jones. Here comes the throw. It'll be cut off by Feltner. The throw to first. And it's going to get past Yatzel Luis. And running over to second base will be Osorio. He'll take advantage going to third. And the tag will be applied by Ruben Santana. Osorio tries to get too aggressive, and he's thrown out over at third. However, Rancho takes the first lead of the night. It's 1-0 here in the top of the second inning. Lots going on that play. It was cut off by Jackson Feltner, by Drew Jones. And then the throw over to first, unable to be made cleanly by Yancel Luis.
Now batting number 7, Kendall George.
So now bring up Kendall George to the plate here with two down. It'll be an E1 against Feltner. This one's into center field. Drew Jones is underneath it, and the inning comes to conclusion. An inning that could have been a lot worse, but Casey Anderson gets out of it by only allowing one run. They allowed two hits in the top of the second inning, and we get to see the Rawhide offense for the second time today. Quakes lead this ballgame 1-0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at the MILB app.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the Valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, cash flow, and everything in between. Valley Business is Valley Strong. Learn how our cash management services can support your business at valleystrong.com.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ballgame with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
It's time to spring into adventure. Experience everything that awaits this season in a new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on the stylish, fuel-efficient Camry. Or lease a Camry for just $379 a month.
No! Grab the keys, come on, let's go!
Toyota, let's go places.
Uno de los 20 hospitales en California y uno de los dos en el Valle.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. Joey Gonzalez with you on this Tuesday morning. Kenny Castillo laid things off here for Visalia. First pitch swinging, and the count will move to one ball and one strike. Adrian DeLeon returned to the Rawhide lineup last week after suffering an injury out at Lake Elsinore that sidelined him for a week. Pitch goes in there for strike number two, one ball and two strikes. And the addition of Adrian DeLeon and Kenny Castillo has been good. And Kenny Castillo drives that one into center field where he's batting really well at home. He leads the team in doubles, and he sends that one up the middle for a base hit. And the Rawhide have a runner on first, their second hit of the ball game, and it brings up the Rawhide center fielder, Drew Jones. Kenny Castillo saw a pitch that he liked on a 1-1 count, and he sends it into center field. And here comes the Rawhide center fielder, Drew Jones. And there has not been a player on this Rawhide team that has been any hotter than this guy right here. Six-game hitting streak, first pitch on the way, and it misses the outside corner for ball number one. Jones, since April 22nd, batting .429. That April 22nd date, it was game one of the series against Inland Empire. Swing and a miss for Drew, and the count will move to 1-1. Jones, during that time period, 4 extra base hits, 8 RBIs, 22 stolen bags, and the 1-1 pitch misses outside for ball two, 2-1. Jones now batting .260 with a home run and 12 RBIs. That lone home run was out to right field last week when the Rawhide were, or 2 weeks ago when the Rawhide were at home against Inland Empire. 2-0 pitch on the way, misses outside for a ball, 3-1 moves the count. Three and one with no outs. Pitch on the way to Drew. Sends that one into right field. Going back towards the warning track will be the right fielder. And with just enough room will be DePaula. He had about 2 feet to work with before he would have collided with the wall. Drew Jones puts a drive into that one, but he's unable to get it out of the yard, and it'll bring up Adrian DeLeon to the plate. Just that close, having his second home run of the season. Didn't have to extend the arm just yet with DePaula, but he was pretty close to it. And it brings up Adrian DeLeon to the plate. First pitch on the way, hit to the right side, and both Rawhide catchers have a hit here in the inning. Slipping up is DePaula in right. They're going to extend Castillo to third. He'll dive face first, and he'll get there. And as a result, Adrian DeLeon will go over to second base, and the Rawhide have two runners in scoring position for the first time today. Adrian DeLeon going down the right side of the field. Take a look at it there. Kenny Castillo, he saw DePaula slip up in right field, and he said, you know what? I'm going to go for third. And he gets that white pinstripe all dirty, and it brings up Jackson Feltner to the plate. So it will be counted as a single for DeLeon. He'll go to second on the throw. Kenny Castillo is over at third base. Jackson Feltner is at the plate here for Visalia. And an interesting stat I pulled up last Saturday night. This is the sixth time this season, but on Saturday night, that was the fifth time both Rawhide catchers played. Feltner's pitch goes in there for strike number one. And prior to that ball game on Saturday, since April 22nd, Visalia catchers lead the California League with 11 total hits. They now have 13 after those two hits from both DeLeon and Castillo. So the offense has been there from Rawhide catching. It'd just be interesting to see on the defensive side which catcher is a little bit more reliable from Andrew D. Garner. Up the middle, losing the balance will be Martin. He'll throw to first in time. What a recovery by the right-hander. He goes down to a knee. He has to quickly make the grab on the backhand side. He looked over at third to make sure nobody was going. And then the throw. Here's the replay. That is not an easy play. Could have let his infield do the work, but the pitcher shows off the defense there. Athletes are pitchers too. And I bring up Jefferson Pena to the plate. And now manager John Shoemaker having an order with the home plate umpire, Jeremy Rada. And everything seems to be cleared up. Pitch on the way. Bunt shown. And it misses upstairs for strike number one. Pena does not take the bat back. Manager for today's ballgame, John Shoemaker. He'll be wearing number 12, Blake Gallen. He'll be the hitting coach for the Rancho Quake. Sean Coyne returns as a pitching coach for Rancho here in 2024. Pitch on the way, misses outside for a ball. Count moves to 1-1. Finally, the bench coach, Cordell Hippolito. 1-1, 1-2 two down. Pitch on the way, outside, it misses for ball 2-1. Jefferson Pena batting 208 with four RBIs this season. And he's got two runners in scoring position. 2-0 pitch on the way. Misses. Castillo hold up over at third base. The shortest backstop in all of professional baseball. 45 feet from home plate to the seats. And Kenny Castillo, not one of the fastest players on this Rawhide squad. He's forced to stay over at third base. A guy like Anderson Rojas and Drew Jones, maybe even Yatzel Luis, Christopher Torin. They might be a little risky and try to tie the ball game up at one. 3-1 pitch on the way, and it's inside, ball four. Top of the order we go with bases loaded. A big walk there from Peyton Martin. He could have left the bases loaded for the top half of the third inning, but instead, bases loaded, and here comes Sean Coyne out to the mound for the first time in this ball game. A big position here for the Rawhide. We've already seen one bases loaded situation here in this ball game. For Rancho, is the top of the first, unable to capitalize on it. And now they have a chance to do something with it here for Visalia. Mount Visit brought to you by locally owned Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health. reminding you that a good therapist is like a great coach, and sometimes all we need is somebody to talk to. Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health, now open in Visalia. So Coyne will return to the Rancho dugout, and Jesus Galiz will get back into the crouch behind home plate. Runners on the base paths. Kenny Castillo at third, Adrian DeLeon at second, with Jefferson Pena over at first. First pitch on the way, and it misses outside for ball one, 1-0. Yantel Luis has been good in that leadoff spot, and a huge RBI opportunity right here. Pitch on the way, misses low, ball two. Nowhere to load the base runners right here. Since batting first, Yantel Luis is batting well above 250 at 284. His 2-0 popped up. It will stay in the infield. Calling it off will be the shortstop, Thompson, and the inning comes to a conclusion. Both teams have had a chance to have bases loaded. Both of them have been unable to capitalize, and we head to the top of the third inning where the Quakes lead over the Hyde 1-0. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on the MILB app.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Get ready to take on the great outdoors in a brand new Toyota truck. Answer the call to adventure with powerful performance and start exploring. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful 2024 Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro. Ends 4/30/24.
Hay una historia sobre la visita del presidente Kennedy a la NASA en 1962, cuando conoció a un consejero mientras recorrió el edificio. Kennedy le preguntó, ¿qué haces aquí? El consejero respondió, pues, señor presidente, estoy ayudando a poner a un hombre en la luna. En Cahuilla Health tenemos la misma creencia. Cada empleado en cada departamento tiene un propósito necesario para lograr nuestra misión de cuidar a nuestra comunidad. Ellos son la fuerza impulsora detrás de nuestro compromiso de proporcionar atención compasiva y de primera clase a todos los que pasan por nuestras puertas. Están en el centro de lo que hacemos, sin importar el trabajo que tengan. Porque cuando se empieza a lograr algo extraordinario, algo tan exigente, pero tan digno, ningún trabajo es demasiado pequeño. En Cahuilla Health, todos nuestros empleados están haciendo una diferencia en la manera en que cuidamos a nuestra comunidad. Cahuilla Health, más que medicina, vida.
Cahuilla Health, más que medicina, vida.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com and the MILB app. Samuel Munoz will lead things off here for Rancho in the top of the third inning. Munoz, Perez, DePaula, 2, 3, and 4 do up for the Quakes. And that pitch goes in there for strike number one. Casey Anderson on the mound for his third inning of work. His pitch fouled backwards, and the count will move to 0-2. So the main theme going into last week was Rawhide making up ground. They had a chance to really make their mark. Pitch fouled off to the left side. Count moves to 0-2. However, the Rawhide losing 5 out of 6 games, it really put a kink in the plans. Rawhide now find themselves 5 games behind Rancho out in first place in the Cal South. And Visalia has just struggled. Since being in first place, they have not been able to find their way back in first place. Rawhide first place on April 11th. That was the last time. That was out in the Lake Elsinore series. And since then, they've gone as far back as 6 games behind. But they've just been on the seesaw at the 4.5 to 5 game gap from first place. 1-2 on the way. Misses outside for ball two. 2 balls and 2 strikes. And the reason I bring that up is right now, to begin May, you had Stockton, a team who has not gotten 10 wins yet. That should have been a series tie at the minimum or a series win. You lose 5 games there. So now you look, you set your sights on Rancho. You at least win 3, win 4 out of 6. That would be ideal. Then at least you cut the deficit in half. And then next week, you host the Lake Elsinore Storm, who are in front of you in the Cal League standings. So you win 3 out of 4 games there, 4 out of 6 as well. That puts you at 8 wins in 12 games among opponents that are both in front of you in the standings. But the Rawhide have to take care of business here in this ball game. And right now, they already find themselves down 1-0 thanks to a run scored in the top of the second inning. 2 balls, 2 strikes, no outs. Casey Anderson getting ready for the pitch. The hold at the belt before the deal, and it's grounded off to the right side where the count will remain the same. Rawhide 5-5 in their last 10 games. Meanwhile, for Rancho, 4-6 in their previous 10. Munoz will get ready for the pitch. The 2-2 on the way. Deal from Anderson. Hard hit to the right side, and Feltner is underneath it. He'll take it himself and step on first. Out one. A laser beam hit over to first base, but Feltner doing a good job putting the body in front of it and making the grab. And this will end up bringing Gerald Perez to the plate.
Gerald Perez.
Perez will dig in from the right side. So far in this ball game, he had a double back in the first, and he ended up getting stranded over at third base, where the bases were left loaded for Rancho in inning number 1. 1 ball, no strikes, 1 away. Pitch on the way from Casey Anderson. It's his 52nd pitch, and it's a nice slider that goes in there for strike number 1-1. Anderson's deal on the way. It's another good-looking slider. He goes in there for strike number 2. First meeting of the season against the Rancho Quakes. Next time these two teams will meet. 1-2 on the way. Hit the left. He'll drop in for a base hit. Gerald Perez now 2-for-2 on the day. For that base hit, all singles this season are brought to you by Gus's Auto Body Shop. Been in a collision, don't fuss, call Gus. Give them a call today at 559-625-3636. Jose DePuala spent some time with Rancho last season, and he'll dig in for the second time today. Last time out, he ended up getting walked. It was a part of the order that caused struggles for Anderson back in the first. 3 base runners reached after the first 2 batters on a flyout and a ground out. Anderson will get ready for the deal. Pitch on the way, it's inside. He'll miss for ball number 1-0. Rawhide pitching has struggled with the walks this season, 171. That leads the California League. The team right behind him, the Rancho Quake, they have 163. Up the middle, Torino will field it. Underhand toss to second for 1, down to first, not in time. And it could have been a SportsCenter top 10 if Torino could have found a way to get the ball out of the glove a little quicker. 1 out over at second, and it was not an easy play. Torino had to go down to both legs to make the play. Here's the replay. And I don't even know how he found a way to make that toss on target to Yonsell. So with 2 down, it brings up Jordan Thompson to the plate. The Quakes shortstop. Count is 1-0. Pitch from Anderson, foul directly backwards. And the count will move to 1 ball and 1 strike. Jordan Thompson batting 245 with 3 home runs and 3 RBIs. Anderson glances over at first base. A pitch on the way from Anderson's deal. Hit to left center, and leaping up to make the grab is Christopher Torin. 2 amazing plays from Christopher Torin in the top of the 3rd inning, and he ends one leaping up into the sky to make the grab to end the inning. 1 hit, no runs, no errors. A runner left over at first base. And we're through 2.5 here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Quakes 1, Rawhide 0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball on the MILB app.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
So how about that for a defensive inning for Christopher Torin in the top of the third? He has a chance to lead things off for Visalia to begin the bottom of the third inning. Torin, two acrobatic grabs in the top of the third. Pitch on the way from Peyton Martin, fell off to the right side, including a ball that Torin leaped up into the air to make the grab for the final out. Green, the RBI leader with 15. And this ball is lifted into left field, going back towards the wall. And that ball is gone. See you later. Torin's second home run of the season. Second at Valley Strong Ballpark. And the game is tied up at 1-1 here in the bottom of the third inning. Torin leads the yard for the second time this season. Second time he's hit it out into left field. And Torin gets the swagger back here at Valley Strong.
Now batting number 20, Ruben Santana.
First pitch swinging. Torin having himself a pretty good ball game so far right here. And that pitch goes in there for strike number one. Ruben Santana, in his last at-bat, he had a single, and that ball is fouled backwards as well, and the count will move to 0-2. One of the longer home runs of the season here by Rawhide batter. As it's heating up, Rawhide starting to heat up the bats as well. Ninth home run of the season, the last team in the California League to not have 10 home runs. 0-2 pitch on the way. And Santana, slow roller, and that one's going to dance on the chalk, and it's going to stay fair. Ruben Santana, his second hit of the ballgame, and the Rawhide have a runner on first here with still no outs.
That's another single brought to you by Gus's Body Shop. Their priority is you. Good old-fashioned service is what they're about.
Ruben Santana, 5 for 20 last week, and three players combining to look at the ball, hoping that it's going to kick left. And Ruben Santana says, no, I'm going to take my bag. So Peyton Martin, now here in inning number three, dealing with a little bit of trouble. Allowed one hit in inning number one, two hits in inning number two. Here in the third, he's allowed another two more hits. A pitch from Martin inside. The count will move to 2-0. Martin, the 19-year-old from Clemens, North Carolina, attending West Forsyth out in the great state of NC. 2-0 pitch on the way to Franco. That one's inside, ball three. Martin in his second start of the season. His last start was last week. on May 1st. That was Wednesday against the Nuts, where he did not allow a run. 3-0 pitch on the way from Martin, and that one goes in there for strike number one. The count moves to 3-1. First professional outing for Peyton Martin last April when the Rawhide were at home. 3-1 pitch on the way. And that one's a hard hit shot, but it barely misses right of the first base bag. And the count will move to 3-2. Rawhide last season against Rancho. Early in the year, they held their own. It wasn't until the final series of the season where they ended up losing 5-1. 3-2. Franco looking to be the third hit of the inning. Martin's payoff pitch on the way. Hit and run, fouled off to the right side. Yancel Luis dove head first, but does not matter as the ball, as the count does not matter. Last year, the Rawhide in the opening homestand of the season. Rawhide took three, and they lost three, including a win on Tipper's birthday. Last time the Rawhide were home is Tipper's birthday as well, and the Rawhide picked up the win in that ball game two Sundays ago. So something about Tipper's B-Day bringing the luck for Visalia. 3-2 pitch. We'll have to hold off. Pick off attempt by the pitcher Martin back over to first. Luis dives back in there safely, and he'll get ready for the next pitch. Holding him on is Valadares. The payoff pitch on the way. We'll see if Luis is put in motion once again. He will. Pitches low. Ball four. Junior Franco will reach. And runners on first and second. Four batters in, still no outs here from Peyton Martin. So Ruben Santana will take the free 90 feet, going to scoring position.
Number seven, Kenny Castillo.
And now bring up Kenny Castillo to the plate. Rawhide leader in doubles with six. Both Anderson Rojas and Kenny Castillo have six, combining for 12. Swing and a miss. Count moved to 0-1 with Drew Jones awaiting on deck. One of the hardest RBI and hit leaders here in the past 2 to 3 weeks. 0-1 with no outs. A pitch on the way to Kenny Castillo, and a miss is inside for ball two. 2-0. Kenny batting 283 with three RBIs, and a ball you hit out in the gap in outfield could likely score Ruben Santana from second base if you put it deep enough. Pitch on the way, hit to the left side, and a force out over at third. Now the throw to first in time. And Ruben Santana just kind of froze up over at second base. I don't think he would have made it to third either way. But a double play there on a ground ball hit by Kenny Castillo. And it brings up Drew Jones to the plate. Saw the replay there and just a poorly hit ball to the wrong side of the field. Santana is out. Junior Franco stands over at second. Drew Jones steps to the plate, batting 260 with a homer. Pitch on the way, hit to right field, going towards the corner. It's going to land in for a base hit. Here comes Franco. He'll come home to score. Drew Jones will go over to second base and make it RBI number 13 of the season for Drew Jones. And the Rawhide take their first lead of the night. It's out 2-1. A good effort by the right fielder, but Drew Jones hits it too hard. Z DePaula racing over. And just a bit too late, a ball that was shot out of a cannon for Drew Jones. And the Rawhide take their first lead of the ball game and their first lead of the series. Rawhide lead this ball game 2-1, six hits compared to the Quakes 5. Peyton Martin's ball game will come to a conclusion. When we come back, we'll have the numbers for Martin, and we'll have the new pitcher. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball on the MILB app.
Attention Central Valley residents. Are you in need of top-quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Ballast Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered.
Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Bounce Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Bounce Comfort way.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
It's time to spring into adventure. Experience everything that awaits this season in a new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on the stylish, fuel-efficient Camry. Or lease a Camry for just $379 a month.
Adrian DeLeon will step up to the plate here for Visalia with the Quakes going to the pen first in this ball game, and it will be number 40, Roque Gutierrez, checking into the ball game here for the Quakes. Drew Jones is over at second base on RBI number 13 of the season, giving the Rawhide a 2-1 lead here in the bottom of the third. A glance over at second, and this ball popped into left field. It's a high one, but it's going to stay in the yard. Underneath it is the left fielder, Juan Alonso, and the inning will come to a conclusion. But the big one, Drew Jones, keeps the hitting streak alive. It's now extended to 7 straight games, 13 RBIs here in 2024, and Visalia leads 2-1. Entering the top of the fourth inning, you're watching Rawhide Baseball on the MILB app.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron. Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Get ready to take on the great outdoors in a brand new Toyota truck. Answer the call to adventure with powerful performance and start exploring. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful 2024 Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro. Ends 4/30/24.
Batting number 44, Jesus Galiz.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We move to the top of the fourth inning, where it'll be Jesus Galiz leading things off here for the Quakes. 6, 7, and 8 go up here for Rancho. Casey Anderson working with a lead here in this middle inning.
Again, as a reminder, if you haven't
first pitch of the at bat,
and
it goes in there for strike number one. Casey Anderson, the biggest struggle for him, similar to Denny Lerondo, it's been those first innings here in 2024. He's given up 7 runs in the first. After that, he's only allowed 1 run in the second inning and onwards. And Galiz will take that one on the top of the helmet, and he'll walk on over to first base on the hit-by-pitch. I'll bring in Jefferson Valadez to the plate. See the replay here. believe it hit the helmet. No, no, I actually took the
Jefferson Valadares.
That left bicep. So it looks like the slow walk over to first base. It'll take the time that he needs. And end up bringing Jefferson Valadares to the plate. Looking to get Casey Anderson out of the ball game here in the top of the fourth. Longest outing of the season has been three innings of work. Hit into center field. He'll drop in front of Drew Jones. He'll toss it over to second base. And easily in there is Galeese over at second base. Drew Jones gave it a look out there in center field, but way too low of a hit to really make a play on it. And now it'll be Adrian DeLeon who will call for a quick timeout to give the instructions here to his infield. Oswaldo Osorio will step up to the plate. Casey Anderson will look over at second base before his pitch. The deal on the way, and it misses upstairs for a ball. The count will move to 1-0. Pitch on the way here. Anderson's paws the deal. And that one's ripped into center field. Drew Jones will be underneath it for out number one. Hard hit ball. It'll go down in the scorebook as a flyout. And it'll now bring up the bat for Juan Alonso.
Now batting number five, Juan Alonso.
Alonso last time out, a sack fly. Out in the center field, it's cornered Jefferson Valadares over from third base. And so far, that's been the only run in this ballgame. Torin to Luis to first in time. 6-4-3, inning-ending double play. And we go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Third great defensive play here from Christopher Torin in this ballgame. And it's brought to you by Geiger Electric. The scoop, the toss, the extra throw to first in time. And we head to the bottom of the fourth. Rawhide 2, Quakes 1. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on the MILB app.
Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
Hay una historia sobre la visita del presidente Kennedy a la NASA en 1962, cuando conoció a un consejero mientras recorrió el edificio. Kennedy le preguntó, ¿qué haces aquí? El consejero respondió, pues, señor presidente, estoy ayudando a poner a un hombre en la luna. En Cahuilla Health tenemos la misma creencia. Cada empleado en cada departamento tiene un propósito necesario para lograr nuestra misión de cuidar a nuestra comunidad. Ellos son la fuerza impulsora detrás de nuestro compromiso de proporcionar atención compasiva y de primera clase a todos los que pasan por nuestras puertas. Están en el centro de lo que hacemos, sin importar el trabajo que tengan. Porque cuando se empieza a lograr algo extraordinario, algo tan exigente, pero tan digno, ningún trabajo es demasiado pequeño. En Cahuilla Health, todos nuestros empleados están haciendo una diferencia en la manera en que cuidamos a nuestra comunidad. Cahuilla Health, más que medicina, vida.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We move to the bottom of the fourth inning. Jackson Feltner will lead things off for Visalia. First pitch swinging. He fouls that one backwards for strike number one. And what a clinic Christopher Torin is putting on the defensive side of things. He's already put together two amazing plays on double play attempts, and this ball will sneak on through for Jackson Feltner for a leadoff single.
That last single is brought to you by Gus's Body Shop. Give Gus a call.
Left side of the infield for Jackson Feltner. For the new arm, number 40. Okay, Gutierrez. You see the two infielders try to put a glove on it, but unable to scoop it up. And it brings up Jefferson Pena to the plate. Caney, last time out, he ended up getting walked. That was his lone at-bat here in this ball game. And that one will go inside for ball number one. Count moves to 1-0. Pena's got Jackson Feltner over at first. His pitch fouled directly backwards for strike number one. Pena, a international free agent signing on February 5th, 2021. A 20-year-old from Caracas, Venezuela. The 1-0 on the way, and that one misses upstairs for a ball. And the count will move to 2-1. So far here in the month of May, three hits on 12 at-bats, batting an even 250. Feltner will try to steal second, and he'll be thrown out at first. A good throw from Jesus Galiz. Not the most quickest jumps from Jackson Feltner, and he's tossed out for out number one. Two balls, two strikes. Rawhide offense trying to set up the hit and run. Does not work in this occasion. 2-2 pitch on the way to Pena. Grounded to the right side. A bad bounce on the first baseman, Valadares. And that's going to sneak on through to right field. Scooped up by the right fielder, DePaula. And there's now one out and a runner on first. And it's going to be counted as an
E3. Happen. That's why your local State Farm agent, Patrick Salazar, is in your corner. Good neighbor service.
Right now, Jefferson Pena has reached off of a walk and the E3. And we go back to the top of the order here for Yancel Luis. Pitch on the way, and it goes in there for strike number one. Mistakes happen, that's why your local State Farm agent, Patrick Salazar, is in your corner. Good neighborhood service, surprisingly great raise. Give Patrick a call today at 625-2318. Swing and a miss for Yancel, and the count will move to 0-2 with one away. Only Drew Jones had as many hits as Yancel Luis had last week. 7 hits and 23 at-bats for the Rawhide leadoff hitter. 0-2 pitch on the way here to Luis. The pause and the deal. Swing and a miss on the ball in the dirt. And Yancel goes down on 3 pitches for out number 2.
And
that will bring up Christopher Torin to the plate. Last time up, a home run into left field. Also, 3 amazing defensive plays so far. And we're only 4 frames into this ball game. First pitch on the way, misses outside for ball number one. Torin, he's been cool as of lately. I can't say cold because the numbers still show he's batting well above the typical average. 313, and Torin rips that one into left field. His second hit of the ball game. Rounding second, going to third will be Pena. This one will be scooped off the chain link wall and left. Here comes the throw, and Pena will be safe at home. He'll run on home plate, and the Rawhide add on another run. It's an RBI double from Christopher Torin. Rawhide lead this ball game 3-1. It was Juan Alonso who struggled to pick it out from left for a moment, and the throw in, and Jefferson Pena.
How about it? Number 20.
Barely gets in there. A bold move to not slide home, but either way, he's safe, and it brings up Ruben Santana to the plate. And you got to be saying an all-time performance here for 4 innings for Torin. And now with 2 down, it brings up Ruben Santana, who's 2-for-2 in the ball game. 0-2 with 2-8 Rawhide hits. Rawhide 3 runs on 8 hits and 1 error. 2 RBI ball game for Yancel Luis, who's over at second base. The upcoming 0-2 pitch on the way. The deal swung on and missed, and Ruben Santana will strike out to end the inning. But Yancel Luis, amazing day, continues to roll on. A RBI double to get the Rawhide in front of this ball game. They now lead 3-1. We're through 4 innings of work here at Valley Strong Ballpark in Visalia. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on the MILB app.
Fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great, healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
There's a story about President Kennedy visiting NASA in 1962 and meeting a janitor while he toured the building. Kennedy asked him, "What do you do here?" The janitor replied, "Well, Mr. President, I'm helping put a man on the moon." At Kauai Health, we hold that same belief that every employee in every department has a purpose necessary to achieve our mission of caring for our community. They are the driving force behind our commitment to provide compassionate, world-class care to everyone who walks through our doors.
Schools and adult education programs in Tulare County to be here today.
Casey Anderson can thank his defense at the moment. They're picking it up on the defensive side, and we move to the top of the fifth inning. First pitch, bunt shown. And it misses outside for ball one, 1-0. And leading things off here for Rancho in the inning, it'll be Kendall George, Samuel Munoz, and Gerald Perez. First round pick from the LA Dodgers. And quickly behind in the count, one and one with two down. The upcoming pitch on the way, swinging at a miss. Count moves to one ball and two strikes. Kendall George, the first round pick from the Dodgers in this past summer MLB draft. The speedy tool is upstairs for ball two. Two balls and two strikes. Currently riding a over 10 game on base streak. 2-2 pitch on the way. Misses outside for ball three. Kendall George from Humble, Texas. You spell that like humble? As if it's pronounced humble. Humble. The greater Houston area from Atascocita High School. One of the better high school programs in the great state of Texas. And this time George will take an inside pitch and he'll be struck out for out number one. Third time today that Kendall George has been retired. And to bring up Samuel Munoz to play a perfectly well-placed pitch from the sinker. And Samuel Munoz now, who's 0 for 2, will dig in. 0 for 5 now here from the first two batters in the order for the Quakes. Outside of that, everyone has at least produced some sort of offensive, if you include Juan Alonso's sack fly back in the second. Pitch on the way, swing and a miss, and the count will move to 1-1. Substitution on the defensive side for Visalia. Pitch on the way from Anderson, grounded to the right side. Count will move to 1-2. Ruben Santana's ball game will come to a conclusion, and it will be Anderson and Rojas playing over at third for Visalia. One ball, two strikes with one away. Pitch from Anderson, fouled backwards. Count will stay the same. Munoz looking for his first hit in a Quakes uniform. However, he does have an RBI so far this year. One ball, two strikes, one away. The pitch upstairs, ball two, two balls and two strikes. Casey Anderson looking to go through five innings of work. Career high, three. It was earlier this season in a ball game where Visalia won 4-3 against Inland Empire two Tuesdays ago. Three balls, two strikes, one away. Payoff pitch on the way from Anderson. That one's lifted into center field. Underneath it should be the center fielder, Drew Jones. He'll be there and he'll make the grab. Two down. So now make it 0-for-8 from the top two batters in the Quakes quarter. And here comes Gerald Perez to the plate.
Now batting number 23, Gerald Perez.
Perez 303, four home runs, 14 RBI. Talked about earlier, a Quakes team who's top three in the California League with 18 homers. Still looking for their first of the series. And Perez quickly behind in the count, 0-1. Casey Anderson's pitch on the way. Outside corner, barely misses outside. Ball one, one ball and one strike. Josue De Paula awaits on deck. He's still hitless here in this ballgame. 1-1 on the way from Casey Anderson. Misses inside for ball two, 2-1. Anderson closing in on the 100 pitch mark, currently sitting at 82 here at the moment. The 2-1 on the way, and that one misses high as well for ball three, 3-1. So you're starting to see after this first month of the season, pitch count starting to slowly move up to where these Rawhide starting pitchers are starting to get into the fifth, sixth inning. 3-1 with two away. The pitch on the way from Anderson. Inside ball four. And it'll bring up Jose De Paula for the third time today. Third time today that Perez has stepped on first base.
How about
it,
number 27, Jose De Paula.
And with that, manager D. Gardner will come out to the mound. And after 84 pitches, we will have our first pitching change of the ballgame here for Visalia. Jose De Paula will go look at the iPad and get the tips from the new pitcher coming into the ballgame. Visalia leads 3-1, two outs when we return. You are in the ballgame here for Visalia. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Hay una historia sobre la visita del presidente Kennedy a la NASA en 1962, cuando conoció a un consejero mientras recorrió el edificio. Kennedy le preguntó, ¿qué haces aquí? El consejero respondió, pues, señor presidente, estoy ayudando a poner a un hombre en la luna. En Cowea Health tenemos la misma creencia. Cada empleado en cada departamento tiene un propósito necesario para lograr nuestra misión de cuidar a nuestra comunidad. Ellos son la fuerza impulsora detrás de nuestro compromiso de proporcionar atención compasiva y de primera clase a todos los que pasan por nuestras puertas. Están en el centro de lo que hacemos, sin importar el trabajo que tengan. Porque cuando se empieza a lograr algo extraordinario, algo tan exigente, pero tan digno, ningún trabajo es demasiado pequeño. En Cowea Health, todos nuestros empleados están haciendo una diferencia en la manera en que cuidamos a nuestra comunidad. Cowea Health, más que medicina, vida.
Cowea Health, más que medicina, vida.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball here on the MILB app. And Hayden Dirt comes on the mound here for Visalia. The right-hander, 6'1", 206, 22-year-old from Rice. Drafted in the 13th round of this past summer's MLB draft. First batter he'll face is Josue De Paula. And a laser beam hit to first base. And Jackson Feltner doesn't even bat an eye. He's able to field it and step on first base himself. And another scoreless inning here from Rancho, despite having a runner over on first base. No hits, no runs, no errors. One runner left on base. We head to the bottom of the fifth inning. Halfway through at Valley Strong Ballpark. High 3, Quakes 1. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on the MILB app.
There's a story about President Kennedy visiting NASA in 1962 and meeting a janitor while he toured the building. Kennedy asked him, "What do you do here?" The janitor replied, "Well, Mr. President, I'm helping put a man on the moon." At Cowea Health, we hold that same belief that every employee in every department has a purpose necessary to achieve our mission of caring for our community. They are the driving force behind our commitment to provide compassionate, world-class care to everyone who walks through our doors. They are at the heart of what we do, no matter what job they hold. Because when you set out to achieve something extraordinary, something so demanding yet so worthwhile, no job is too small. At Kaweah Health, all of our employees are making a difference in the way we care for our community. Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Junior Franco will step up to the plate with Visalia leading this ballgame 3-1. First pitch swinging on the ground to the right side. It'll be fielded by the second baseman, Gerald Perez. He'll throw to first in time. And Franco is sat down for the second time today. And Kenny Castillo will step up to the plate here for the Hyde. Outside pitch grounded over to that right side of the infield. And that's one thing that the Rawhide offense struggled with, especially late in the Stockton series. Not working at bats on Sunday. The Rawhide had a five-pitch inning. That pitch goes in there for strike number one. And especially in ball games where Rawhide down multiple runs, you need to find a way to work those at-bats. And right there, Junior Franco steps up. One pitch and he's down. Now Kenny Castillo behind the count 0-2. Drew Jones awaits on deck. Steele with a single and a double play. And his two at-bats here in this ballgame. The pitch outside misses for a ball. 1-2 with one down. Visalia has scored three runs in their last two frames. Two in the third and one in the fourth. That pitch fouled off to the right side and the count will remain the same. Kenny Castillo batting 283, no home runs and three RBIs. However, he has shown pop throughout this season, including several loud outs this season. 1-2 pitch on the way, swing and a miss on an outside pitch. And he sat down for the second out here of the inning. Back-to-back outs here, now bringing up Drew Jones to the plate. And Jones so far in this ballgame, he had a fly out to right field that he was, I don't know, maybe 2 feet away from the wall for the right fielder Jose Wade Apala. And now this one's grounded to the left side. Hesitation by Osorio. High toss to first is in time. And the Rawhide go down in order. Three up, three down to end inning number five. We head to the top of the fourth inning. Quakes trail against the Rawhide. Visalia 3, Rancho 1. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at the MILB app.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck. Get low 3.99% APR on the legendary Tacoma. Check out the powerful Tundra. Or lease a Tacoma double cab 4x4 for as low as $369 a month.
No! Grab the keys, come on, let's go!
Toyota, let's go places.
Attention Central Valley residents, are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Ballast Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Ballast Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Ballast Comfort way.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand, so hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota,
Let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit ends 4/30/24.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We move to the top of the sixth inning where Visalia leads 3-1 over the Rancho Quakes on this Tuesday afternoon ball game, our character counts day. Jordan Thompson fouls that ball off to the left side for strike number one. Character counts day, sponsored by Tulare County Office of Education and by Will Teixeira Ford. A crowd of over 3,000 fans on hand for this ball game. 3,118, the announced attendance here on this Tuesday afternoon. The 1-1 pitch here from Hayden Dirk. This is outside for ball two. Two balls and a strike. Dirk leads this Rawhide team in appearances. And this appearance here from Hayden today, 10 appearances here in 2024. Two balls, two strikes, no out. Dirk looking to sit down Thompson for first time he faces him. And that ball is fouled backwards. Count will remain static. This inning will be Jordan Thompson, Jesus Galiz, Jefferson Valadares. 2-2 from Dirk, hit to left, and it'll end up going into the crowd, and the count goes 2-2. As simple as it gets right there. Abbeville, Louisiana. The 22-year-old, his birthday last Wednesday. 2-2 on the way. Foul directly backwards. Back into the parking lot. And the foul ball is brought to you by Vision Glassworks. For a free quote today, call 559-747-2000. Vision Glassworks is your local auto glass specialist. 2-2 is the count. Pitch fouled backwards. Count will remain static. So work in this count right here. Trying to remain in the count.
Make my day.
Be pitch number 7 of the at-bat. 2-2 once again from Dirk. Fouled backwards once again. It was a 2-1 count. And since then, four straight foul balls from Jordan Thompson. The 2-2 on the way. Hit into left field. This one's a drive, and he can forget about it. That one's out to the skate park in left field. Jordan Thompson, first home run of the series. It's now 3-2, Rawhide lead. Home run number 19 of the season for the Rancho Quakes. Mentioned, when would they have their first home run of the series? Why not right here in the top of the sixth inning? A no-doubter from Jordan Thompson. As soon as he hit the ball, he just held the bat to his right side. He knew the ball was leaving the yard immediately. Jefferson Pena gave it a look for a moment, but nothing much he could do about that one. Now this ball is lifted into center field. This one will stay in the yard, however. Drew Jones loses his cap in the process. He's underneath it, out number one.
How about at number 45, Jefferson
Calaveras. So two home runs here in this ball game. One from each squad, one from Jordan Thompson, one from Christopher Torin. Pitch is outside for ball one, 1-0. Visalia, 3 runs on 8 hits, 1 error. Meanwhile, for Rancho, 2 runs on 7 hits, 1 error. Pitch from Dirk, and it goes in there for a strike. 1-2. Okay, pitch on the way from Dirk, and that one's going to be bounced in there for ball number 2. Hayden Dirk, we saw multiple times last week during the Stockton series. We saw him twice to be exact. 2-1, swung on and missed. Count goes 2-2. We saw Dirk on a frigid 50-degree Saturday night. 2-2, swung on and missed. And a strikeout there, just the second Rawhide pitching strikeout of the ball game, and it's brought to you by Allstate Insurance agent Abraham Gian. Give him a call today at 559-625-4141. So with two away, it will bring up Oswaldo Osorio to the plate. The pitch. And that one goes in there for strike number one. Osorio started the year off with Rancho. 0-1, grounded to the right side. Count moves to 0-2. After just the first few games of the year, he was sent down to the Complex League, and he returns back to the lineup due to the roster move that sent up Jake Gilock up to high Great Lakes. But now Osorio behind in the count, no balls and two strikes. 0-2, hit to the right side. It'll be fielded by Yancel Luis. Toss to first will be in time. And the Quakes go down. Three up, three down after the leadoff home run from Jordan Thompson. Cuts the lead down to one for Visalia.
Hey fans,
Visalia 3, Rancho 2. Bottom 6 to go here in downtown Visalia. Rawhide leads the ball game on this Tuesday afternoon. Going to Rawhide Baseball on the MILB app.
One of only 20 hospitals in California, and one of two in the Valley to receive the distinction. How did they do it? Their caregivers go the extra mile for their patients. Cahuilla Health, one of America's top 100 hospitals.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
It's time to spring into adventure. Experience everything that awaits this season in a new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on the stylish, fuel-efficient Camry. Or lease a Camry for just $379 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
Hay una historia sobre la visita del presidente Kennedy a la NASA en 1962, cuando conoció a un consejero mientras recorrió el edificio. Kennedy le preguntó, ¿qué haces aquí? El consejero respondió, pues, señor presidente, estoy ayudando a poner a un hombre en la luna. En Cahuilla Health, tenemos la misma creencia. Cada empleado en cada departamento tiene un propósito necesario para lograr nuestra misión de cuidar a nuestra comunidad. Ellos son la fuerza impulsora detrás de nuestro compromiso de proporcionar atención compasiva y de primera clase a todos los que pasan por nuestras puertas. Están en el centro de lo que hacemos, sin importar el trabajo que tengan. Porque cuando se empieza a lograr algo extraordinario, algo tan exigente, pero tan digno, ningún trabajo es demasiado pequeño. En Cahuilla Health, todos nuestros empleados están haciendo una diferencia en la manera en que cuidamos a nuestra comunidad.
We move to the bottom of the sixth inning where Visalia leads this ball game 3-2. And once again, the Quakes will go to the bullpen here in this ball game. And the pitch change is brought to you by Rescom Pest Control, protecting customers, homes, and businesses for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to Rescom and bye-bye bugs. Adrian DeLeon will lead things off here for Visalia. It'll be DeLeon, Jackson Feltner, and Jefferson Pena. So DeLeon will get ready. The pitch on the way. Outside ball number one. DeLeon so far in this ball game with a single and a fly out to left. Adrian DeLeon hit his first home run of the season last week out in Stockton. He's a little shaken up after the pulse out off his mask. Right, catcher Adrian DeLeon will check in on him. And as a result, the home plate umpire Jeremy Rada will make his way out to the mound to give him an extra time for some breathing room. Time to check in on the scores around the California League. All games had early start times today, so there will be no evening baseball around the state of California, at least in the single-A level. DeLeon 1-1, our score here in Visalia 3-2. Rawhide on top, pitch on the way. And that one misses upstairs for ball 2-1. Lake Elsinore currently leads 5-1. Over the Inland Empire 66ers. That game's getting played out in Lake Elsinore as we speak. after San Bernardino finished up their home stand. Meanwhile, out in Fresno, the battle between the number ones and twos. Out of the Cal North, Modesto currently leads that series, or that game, 4-1. And then lastly, out in San Jose, Stockton 3-0 against the Giants. Stockton starting to pick things up here in the last 10 games, 6-4 over the last 10. Adrian DeLeon, 2-1 on the way. The pitch outside for ball. Excuse me, for earlier, I said there was pitching change. It remains Raquel Gutierrez. End of the ballgame. Still second pitcher of the ballgame. Peyton Martin had the start. He went 2 2/3. Gave up 6 hits, 2 runs. DeLeon into left center field. Racing backwards is the center fielder, Kendall George, and that ball's off the top of the wall. DeLeon will go over to second base. Head down. He'll slide face or feet first into second base. And another extra base hit here for the Hyde here in the bottom of the sixth inning. DeLeon now a single and a double. And bring up Jackson Felder to the plate. Kendall George, a good read out there in center field. He raced backwards and he realized he didn't have a chance to make the grab, so he looked back at the wall and played the rebound. And now it will be the manager, John Shoemaker, making his way out to the mound. So now we'll have the pitching change here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Rawhide, extra base hit, ninth hit of the ball game here from the Hyde.
Ladies and gentlemen, the jury, exhibit A.
John Shoemaker now not appearing to go to the mound. He will talk to the base umpire, Joshua Brunt.
When a problem comes along, you must zip it. Zip it good.
That'd be Jackson Feltner stepping up to the plate. Feltner's pitch. Foul backwards, strike number one. Rawhide base hit is brought to you by Gus's Auto Body Shop. If been in a collision, don't fuss. Call Gus at Gus's Auto Body Shop. Their priority is you. Rawhide out hitting Rancho 9-7. The pitch on the way. Misses outside for a ball. The count is 1-1. Rawhide this season, they've out-hit their opponents, it's typically worked out in their favor. They're 8-4 this year, the two of those losses coming against Stockton. One and two, no outs. Jackson Feltner will get ready for the pitch. The deal, hit up the middle, and it will line into right center field. DeLeon will be waved home from third base. And he should score standing up. Feltner will go feet first into second base. And it's another double here in the inning. And it's an RBI double from Jackson Feltner, his fifth of the year. And the Rawhide now add on here in inning number six.
At the plate for the Hyde, number one, Jefferson Pena.
Fielded by the center fielder, Kendall George, but not before he can make a play on it. RBI for Felt. And now bring up Jefferson Pena to the plate. First pitch of the at-bat on the way. Visalia has scored all four of their runs here in the last four frames, and now pickoff stepped over at second, and Feltner's thrown out by the catcher, Jesus Galiz. Feltner getting too aggressive over there at second, and good awareness by the Quakes catcher to throw him out. And you see there in the corner of your picture, Jordan Thompson waving his hands up in the air to make the throw, and a good idea there. Now bunt shown by Pena. A foul backwards, and the count moves to 1-1. Some action warming up in the Rawhide pen now. Wonder if Hayden Dirk will go into the seventh inning, or will manager D. Garner decide to go to the bullpen? 1-1 on the ground to the third base side. Soria will field it, throws to first in time, two down. I'll send it back to the top of the order here for the Rawhide second baseman, Yancel Luis. He's 0-for-3 in this ball game. Or 1 week ago, he was 7-for-23, batting in the 300s. Pitch to Yancel, and it misses inside for ball number one, 1-0. Yancel Luis batting 245 with a home run and 9 RBIs. And that was fouled out to the left side, and the count moved to 1-1.
Give Justin a call, 747-2000.
Vision Glassworks, foul ball. Vision Glassworks, your local auto glass specialist. 1-1 with two down. The pitch on the way. Luis swings and misses. He's behind in the count. 1-2. Gutierrez is now sitting at 40 pitches. This will be 41. Luis to the right side. It will be fielded by the second baseman. The spinorama to first in time. But the Rawhide tally on another run here in the bottom of the sixth inning, thanks to an RBI double from Jackson Feltner. Visalia leads 4-2, entering the top of the seventh inning. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck. Get low 3.99% APR on the legendary Tacoma. Check out the powerful Tundra. Or lease a Tacoma double cab 4x4 for as low as $369 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
Attention Central Valley residents. Are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Ballast Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Balance Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Balance Comfort way.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
It's time to spring into adventure. Experience everything that awaits this season in a new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on the stylish, fuel-efficient Camry. Or lease a Camry for just $379 a month.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. First pitch swinging, sent into left field by Juan Alonso. He'll hold up over at first base, and it'll be hit number 8 of the ball game here for the Rancho Quakes. And it's brought to you by Gus's Auto Body Shop. Give them a call today at 559-625-3636. First hit of the ball game for Alonso. He had the sack fly back in the second. First pitch he saw against Rio Britton, he sends it into left field. So top of the order we go once again for Kendall George, batting 321. And his first pitch on the way will go high and outside for ball number one. The Sacramento kid, Rio Britton, will check into the ball game here for Visalia. Pitching change brought to you by Rescom Pest Control. Say hello to Rescom and bye-bye bugs. 1-0 on the way here to George, and he sends that one on a line to second. Yancel Luis will make the grab. He glanced at first, but there was no play. One down.
Now batter number 36.
Several hard hit balls to the middle infield, but the Rawhide have been able to swallow them up every single time it's been the case. And now bring up Samuel Munoz to the plate. Munoz, DePaula, George, the only three players who do not have a hit here in this ball game. And the pitch is a ball that misses inside for ball number one, 1-0. 1-0 from Rio, and it misses outside for ball two, 2-0. Burton drafted in the 15th round of the 2023 MLB draft. Drafted out of NC State. 2-0 pitch on the way. Big swing and a miss. Unable to make contact. The count will move to 2-1. Here in 2024, a 5.74 ERA. However, 0-3 through his 8 games that he's appeared in so far. 2-1 on the way. Grounded to the right side. Only play will be at first. Luis scoops it. His toss to first in time. 2 down. With that, he'll advance Juan Alonso over to second base. Easy field, easy toss for Yansel. And I'll bring up Gerald Perez to the plate. So far in this ball game, Rancho 2-for-5 with runners in scoring position. 2-up pitch on the way. Goes in there for strike number one. And with the way this Rancho team plays, it's a Rancho team who can leave the yard at any point in time. And it's a Rawhide bullpen who in the late stages of last week struggled significantly. 0-1 pitch on the way inside ball one. Struggled so much so that after seventh inning and onwards, Visalia gave up 13 runs in the seventh inning and beyond. 1-1 with 2 down. Pitch on the way from Brittany. Holds up the belt before his pitch and it clips the inside corner for strike number 2. Last saw Britton on Saturday night as a cold night. Our final score of that ball game, 5-4. Gerald Perez looking to extend this inning. Rio Britton looking to put the Quakes to bed right here in inning number 7. 1-2 pitch. The deal. Ground ball up the middle. Luis will field it. And the toss will be to first in time. And Rancho's going to strand a runner over at third base. And Rio Britton gets through the seventh inning without allowing a run. Time to stretch here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Rawhide 4, Quakes 2. Seventh inning time here at Valley Strong. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball by CLARawhide.com.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley. Investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the Valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, cash flow, and everything in between. Valley business is Valley Strong. Learn how our cash management services can support your business at valleystrong.com.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron. Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We moved into the bottom of the seventh inning. Christopher Taurean will lead things off here for Visalia. First pitch to Taurean, missed outside for ball number one. Second pitch, it misses outside as well. Count is 2-0. It'll be Taurean, Rojas, along with Junior Franco. Batters 2, 3, and 4. Due up for Visalia. Doreen's first at-bat since the fourth inning. 2 extra base hits in this ball game, two for three and three great defensive plays, and this time he'll take it inside for ball number one. Third time today, Torino will step on first base. And he'll now bring up Anderson and Rojas to the plate for the first time today.
Now batting number 35, Anderson Rojas.
First pitch to Rojas, bunt, it's a good one, over to the third base side, he's got speed to first, and he will be gunned down at first by a good throw by Oswaldo Osorio. Rojas gave it a nice try, a good bunt that was glued to the third base side, fielded by Osorio, the bare hand toss to first, and just a little bit too late for Rojas getting to first base. Amaro advances with Maureen over to second. Rawhide looking to get some insurance here in the seventh inning. Talked about in the top of the seventh inning, the Rawhide struggles in the seventh inning onwards. Last week, 13 runs allowed. Visalia looking to put the game to bed right here and prevent any sort of risks right now. One ball, one strike, one away. Junior Franco at the dish. Franco will foul it off to the left side, 1-2. Tomorrow evening, Rawhide will go back to their normal start time, 6:30 for our first pitch. It'll be Wednesday through Saturday with the 6:30 first pitch, with Sunday going back to the typical Sunday daytime start at 12:05. Tomorrow's ball game you can catch right here on the MILB app, along with on MyTV 53. Pregame starting at 6 o'clock on your local channel. 1-2 with one away. Pickoff attempt over at second. Visalia has already been caught once on the base pass with too large of a lead from Jackson Feltner. And Torino making sure that he doesn't do it this time. 1-2 pitch on the way. A pause by Gutierrez, who's now in his fourth inning of work. His pitch misses outside for a ball, 2-2.
Don't forget, fans, Dollar Hot Dogs at concession stands. Head on over now.
2-2, one down by Celia by two. It's 4-2. Got off to the right side.
That's
Junior Franco stays alive in the at bat.
747-2000.
Rain over there at second base. We'll likely see Rio Britton work into the eighth and possibly Landon Sims or Jordan Chalas in the ninth. 2-2 misses outside for ball three. Three balls and two strikes. Visalia looking to get two runners aboard here with one away. The pitch from Gutierrez working from the far left side of the slab. Green bouncing around over at second base. Pitch is fouled directly backwards and back into North Giddings Street. Foul ball brought to you by Vision Glassworks, your local auto glass specialist. 3-2, two away. Gutierrez in a long battle here. Pitch number 8 of the at-bat on the way, and it's sent into right into the pasture. Count will remain full.
That's a Port of Sound surprise ball. Hit that ball to the balance, come to team
score. Junior Franco batting 263 with a team-leading three home runs on 11 RBIs. Kenny Castillo waits on deck. Payoff pitch on the way. It's going to be a wild pitch. It's going to advance Terrain to third. He'll round the corner, but he'll stay up there. Second walk of the ball game here for Junior Franco. Two walks in the inning here for Gutierrez. And here comes Kenny Castillo to the plate for Visalia. A chance to blow this game wide open. Before that will happen, it'll be the pitching coach, Sean Coyne, making his way out to the mound. Second time today he's had a mound visit, and it's brought to you by locally owned Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health. Reminding you that a good therapist is like a great coach, and sometimes all we need is somebody to talk to. Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health, now open in Visalia.
Now,
Kenny Castillo He stepped up to the plate for the fourth time today. He singled back in the second, and since then, he's grounded out into a double play and a strikeout. Here in 2024, six extra base hits from Kenny Castillo. Last year in his time with both Visalia and the Complex League D-backs, he had 10 extra base hits. We're still in the first month and a half of the season. Castillo swings and misses. He's behind in the count 0-1. Kenny, a three double ball game, when the Rawhide were here against Inland Empire. 0-1 pitch on the way. Castillo fouls it backwards. Count will move to 0-2. Castillo, a three double ball game on April 24th. And then in the opening game of the Stockton series, Kenny put together himself two more doubles. A ball game where he went 3-for-4 from the plate. 0-2 with one away. Rawhide 4-2 lead here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Runners on the corner, and Castillo to the left side. It'll be fielded by the third baseman. Only plays at first. That will get one out. Diving home is Torin, who'll come home to score. No throw by the first name, Valadetis. And the Rawhide tally on an insurance run. It's now 5-2 in the bottom of the seventh. Torin forcing Azario to glance and glance before finally he decided to go to first. And Torin, with how aggressive he's been today, he decides he wants to go home. He scores the run. So Drew Jones will foul it off to the right side for strike number one. Drew got his 13th RBI of the season earlier in this ball game when he had an RBI single back in the third. He also had a very loud out back in the second inning on a fly out to right field. Gutierrez will look to sit down Drew Jones and send this ball game to the eighth. The 0-1 pitch on the way to Drew. Grounded up the middle. Gutierrez dabs at it, and the toss over to first base. A hard hit shot from Drew Jones, unable to get out of the infield, and the inning will come to a conclusion. Two walks from Raquel Gutierrez allows Christopher Torin to score home on an RBI groundout from Kenny Castillo. Through seven innings here in Visalia, where the Quakes trail against the Rawhide 5-2. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on the MILB app.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the Valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, cash flow, and everything in between. Valley Business is Valley Strong. Learn how our cash management services can support your business at valleystrong.com.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Hay una historia sobre la visita del presidente Kennedy a la NASA en 1962, cuando conoció a un consejero mientras recorrió el edificio. Kennedy le preguntó, ¿qué haces aquí? El consejero respondió, pues, señor presidente, estoy ayudando a poner a un hombre en la luna. En Cahuilla Health tenemos la misma creencia. Cada empleado en cada departamento tiene un propósito necesario para lograr nuestra misión de cuidar a nuestra comunidad. Ellos son la fuerza impulsora detrás de nuestro compromiso de proporcionar atención.
Rawhide will need six more outs to end the two-game losing streak. A Rawhide team who in the last six games a struggle, 1-5 in the series loss to the Stockton Ports. Last time Visalia had lost to Stockton entering last week's series, 2022. And now right here they have a chance to start off the series right as they lead 5-2 in the eighth inning. 0-2 pitch from Rio Britton misses upstairs for ball one. One ball and two strikes. Here in the eighth, it will be DePaula Thompson Galiz. Middle of the order, the 1-2 misses outside for ball two. Two balls and two strikes. Visalia, five runs on 10 hits, one error. Meanwhile, for Rancho, two runs on eight hits and one error. A pitch from Rio Britton, swing and a miss, and a big strikeout there from Rio. Make it three strikeouts on the ball game from Rawhide pitching.
Has another Guillen strikeout. Give Tim Guillen a call. 625-4141.
Strikeout brought to you by Allstate Insurance. Abraham Guillen, Allstate, you're in good hands. An elusive last five outs where every game last series just seemed to slip out of the fingertips for Visalia. They'll like to avoid doing that today. And for Rancho, they are looking to get that one hit that matters late in the ballgame. 1-0 pitch on the way from Rio, and that one misses for ball two. Rio Britton 2-for-6 with runners in scoring position in this ballgame. They have left seven runners aboard. 2-0 pitch on the way. Upstairs, ball three. It's something that has plagued Rancho during this road trip as it's the second half of their 2 weeks away from Rancho Cucamonga. And last week against Modesto, they'll finish off the road trip here in Visalia. 3-0 pitch on the outside corner. Goes in there for a strike. 3-1 is the count. 3-1 with one away. Pitch. Sent into left center field, going backwards, and he can forget about that ball. Thompson leaves a yard just right of the Valley Strong scoreboard. Second home run of the ball game, and once again, the Quakes back within two. It's now 5-3. Second home run of the day for Jordan Thompson. His first one was a no-doubter, the second one as well. Drew Jones and Jefferson Pena, all they could do was turn the shoulder and watch that ball leave the yard. Breaking ball on the outside, but all he did was barrel that ball up, send it into left center. Jordan Thompson making Rawhide pitching pay. Jesus Galiz will step up to the plate. First pitch on the way. He goes in there for a strike, strike number one. Rawhide not out of the woods yet. 0-1 pitch on the way. Outside, it will miss. Ball one, 1-1. Galiz batting 261 with two home runs, 10 RBIs. The 1-1 pitch misses outside for ball two. Two balls and one strike. Talked about the numbers from Britton, 0-3 with a 5.74 ERA. And he's now behind in the count, 3-1. Three-one on the way. Big swing and a miss for strike number two. Rio Britton on Saturday night's ball game did not walk a batter, but prior to that, at least three walks in his first six games of the season.
And that foot is me.
Three balls, two strikes, one away. The payoff pitch with bases empty to Jesus Galiz. The pitch fouled backwards, and the at-bat will remain alive. This will be pitch number seven of the at-bat. Jesus Galiz and Kendall George, Samuel Munoz, the three batters that do not have a hit here in this ballgame. Rio Britton working from the windup. The payoff pitch on the way. Inside, ball four. First walk in the month of May from Rio Britton. And it brings up the tying run to the plate in the form of Jefferson Valadares. Valadares, a double and a single here in this ballgame. And now the pitching coach, Tyler Mark, will make his way out to the mound. Mound visit brought to you by locally owned Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health. Reminding you that a good therapist is like a great coach, and sometimes all we need is somebody to talk to. Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health, now open in Visalia. love as it will roll on here for our character counts day. Crowd of over 3,000 fans and attendance here at Valley Strong Ballpark. You can say it has been great here to begin the first month of the season and the month of April, and now rolling into May. What a great way to start it off. Jefferson Valadares to step up. He's a tying run. Small lead over at first is Jesus Galiz, the quick catcher. And that pitch misses outside for ball one. 1-0 moves the count. Four RBIs, no homers for Valadares this season. The 1-0 pitch on the way from Rio, fouled backwards for strike number one. Visalia, two heartbreakers last week, including a balk off for the Rawhide. Had a three balks. 1-1, bottom of the zone, ball two. And then the walk-off win on Thursday night. Pitch on the way. And that one misses inside for ball three. 3-1. Rawhide do have an arm warming up in the pen at the moment. See if they save it for the ninth. It appears to be Jordan Chalas out in left field. Pitch on the way. This one's lifted into left center. Moving over is Pena. Who will call it off? It will be the Rawhide left fielder. And for a moment, it was a loud crack of the bat, but it wasn't enough to get out of the yard. Two down here in the eighth. Bring up Juan Alonso to the plate. See the replay there. It was Drew Jones charging in, and that will be the end of the ball game here for Rio Britton. Manager G. Garner is going to make his way out to the mound, and we are going to have a pitching change here in Visalia. Pitcher number four of the ball game will step in when we come back. Runner over on first base. Visalia 5, Rancho 3. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at visaliarawhide.com.
To a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand, so hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit ends 4/30/24.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Welcome back to Valley Strong Ballpark, top eight. Visalia leads Rancho 5-3. A solo home run from Jordan Thompson brought the Quakes back within two. And the pitching change is brought to you by Rescom Pest Control. Say hello to Rescom and bye-bye bugs. Jordan Chalas, one of the more dominant arms in the Rawhide pen, will come into the ballgame to look to get the four-out save. First pitch on the way, misses high and outside for ball number one. Chalas, man, is he beginning. 0-0 here in 2024. Seven games. He has a 0.9 ERA through 10 innings pitched. 1-0 on the way, misses low for ball one. Or ball two, should say, 2-0. He comes in for Rio Britton. Rio in this ball game went an inning and two-thirds, allowed two hits and one earned run, one strikeout, one walk. 3-0 with two down. A pitch on the way here to Osorio, and that one's ripped into right center field. Racing backwards is Junior Franco. It's going to ricochet off the barn. A bad bounce. Franco can't pick it up cleanly. Rounding third. Here comes Galiz. He'll score. Osorio will step on third base. And just like that, the Rancho Quakes are back within one. It's 5-4 here in the top of the eighth inning. A ball hit into right field. A good bounce off the wall. It bounced low.
How about at number five?
And Junior Franco didn't play the bounce clean whatsoever. And it is Juan Alonso with a tying run 90 feet away. So a triple from Oswaldo Osorio. Mentioned he was on the opening day roster, sent back to the Complex League. And now he's back, and he's making a difference right here. The pitch from Jordan Chalas fouled off to the left side, 1-1. Galiz scores all the way from first. Juan Alonso, 1-for-2 in this ball game. A single and an inning-ending double play. The 1-1 pitch misses outside for ball two. Two balls and one strike. Rawhide, all they need is four more outs, but they've been so hard to come by here in the last week. 2-1 on the way from Chalas. Outside, ball three. Rancho looking to improve to 16-10. And end the mini one-game losing streak. Visalia looking to avoid falling three straight. 3-1 on the way from Chalas. Swing and a miss for strike two. 3-2 is the count. And now Juan Alonso will call for time as he'll take his little circular lap before stepping back into the batter's box. Three balls, two strikes, two away. Both teams have combined for 20 hits and a combined 9 runs. Payoff pitch from Chalas. Slider outside, ball four. Runners on the corners. We go back to the top of the order for Kendall George.
It's fresh.
Second time today, Alonso has stepped on first base. Kendall George, the speed threat, entered the ball game on a hitting streak. And we'll look to get something going right here on a ball game where Rancho has struggled with runners in scoring position. They're 2-for-6. They've left 7 on board. Pitch on the way from Chalas. Fouled off to the left side. Strike number one.
That's a quarter-cent prize ball. Take that ball to the balance cover team store. You get
so Chalas
you get
quickly had 0-1. I mentioned earlier the best ERA entering the week, a .90 in 10 games pitched so far. 0-1 pitch on the way from Chalas. In the dirt, it's going to get past De Leon. Here comes the toss, the tag, and it's in time. What a play by De Leon. He got there in time. The underhand toss to Jordan Chalas, and a big tag to keep this a one-run ball game entering the bottom of the eighth inning. Does not get any tighter than that. A game of inches. And Ride keep the lead. It's 5-4 entering the eighth. Let's take one last look. The tag, oh, it was close. But it's going to go in favor of Visalia. 5-4 entering the bottom of the eighth. You're watching Ride Baseball on the MILB app.
To a new Toyota. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run.
Teixeira's making it happen.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on Highlander or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details. Take your Toyota's safety to the next level with a fresh set of tires this spring.
Welcome back to Valley Strong Ballpark. Callum Wallace will be the new pitcher in the ballgame for the Rancho Quakes. He'll be facing off against Adrian DeLeon, Jackson Feldner, and Jefferson Pena. Here's a look at the replay once again. Oh, I don't know. It's a tight one. But either way, Jordan Chalice with a clutch tag. That pitch gets passed, and the count will go 1-1. A ball in the dirt. DeLeon couldn't field it cleanly, but the toss in time. Take a look in the Rawhide dugout. We'll see if they decide to go with Jordan Chalice to close out this ball game. It would be a four-out save from the Rawhide right-hander. Foul ball. Barely moves 6 inches off the plate. And the count is 1-2. Callum Wallace, the third arm used by manager John Shoemaker here today. Pitch change brought to you by ResCom Pest Control. Time called here by DeLeon. A step out of the batter's box to reset. Bottom of the order here today, contributing well. Combined 4 hits on 8 at-bats. That's a batting average of .500 from batters 7 through 9. DeLeon fouls that pitch backwards. Count will remain the same, 1-2. DeLeon once again will dig back in. Rawhide catcher 2 for 3. But this time he'll swing and a miss, and he'll strike out for out number 1. First time today, DeLeon has struck out swinging, and it brings up Jackson Feldner to the plate. Feldner in this ball game, 2 for 3, with a single, a double, and a ground out. That double was an RBI base hit that scored Adrian DeLeon from second base. Pitch on the way. And it misses outside for ball 1-1. One down. Vicelli leads 5-4. Pitch on the way to Feldner. Grounded to the left side. It'll be fielded by the third baseman, Osorio. Throw to first in time. 2 down. Osorio having himself a pretty good ball game. Brings up Jefferson Pena to the plate.
Jefferson Pena.
Jefferson Pena with 2 down. Vicelio, one more run would be ideal to at least give some breathing room to Jordan Chalice, as it looks like no action is warming up in the Rawhide pen. It will likely be down to Chalice to close the deal on this Tuesday afternoon ball game. 1-0 with 2 down. Pitch on the way from Callum. Swung on and fouled backwards for strike 1. 1-1. Callum Wallace, the right-hander, 6'3", 190. From Brisbane, Australia, an international free agent signee in 2022. The 1-1 swung on and missed, and the count moves to 1-2. Time Time called here by Jefferson Pena as he steps out. Wallace 6'3", 190. He's 2-1 with a 7.59 ERA this season. Grounded to the right side. It's a slow roller. Taking it himself will be the first baseman, Valadetis, and the Rawhide will go down in order here in inning number 8. Last chance to dance for the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes as we head into the ninth. It'll be the top of the order. Kendall George, Samuel Munoz, Gerald Perez, and it'll be Jordan Chalas returning onto the mound to close out the deal and get the four-out save. Rawhide 5, Quakes 4. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball by CLARawhide.com.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great, healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein.
Welcome back to Valley Strong Ballpark. We move to the top of the ninth inning, where it'll be Kendall George, Samuel Munoz, along with Gerald Perez. Kendall George was up at the plate in the eighth inning when a wild pitch got past Adrian DeLeon. The underhand toss to first, or to home plate, was just in time for Chalas to apply the tag and kept this a one-run game. And now Visalia just 3 outs away from closing out the ball game on this Tuesday afternoon. George fouls it off to the left side, and the count will move to 1-2. Jordan Chalas, 1-2. George looking for his first hit of the ballgame. He's 0-4. He fouls it off to the left side, and the count will remain static. Yeah, 1-2, batter's time out here for George. Currently riding the longest active hitting streak for Rancho, 15 straight games where he's reached. That is at jeopardy right here. Inside pitch, does George go around? He does not. Count moved to 2-2. Joe Vetrano was the only other player to have that long of a hitting streak. However, he got hurt earlier this season in the act of a swing. 2-2 pitch on the way, up the middle. Doreen will field it. A toss to first, and it is barely in time. Doreen thought he had a little bit more time than he did. I mentioned the speed that Kendall George has, and he's barely gunned out at first base. We'll see the replay here. Doreen, several gather steps nearly costed him here. And that looked like it may have been George getting there first. Either way, it's one down. Samuel Munoz at the plate. Swing and foul tipped into DeLeon's glove. Strike number one. Samuel Munoz as well, 0-4. Batters 1-2. A combined 0-9 in this ballgame. And you have a look there at Christopher Torin. What a ballgame the Rawhide shortstop has had. Three notable defensive plays, and then the solo home run. Rain has done it all in this ballgame. Jordan Chalas 2-1 with one away. Munoz back in there, batting from the left side. And Chalas will go through the motions once again. He'll call four times. Gerald Perez awaits on deck. One of three players with multiple hits here in this ball game: Perez, Valadares, and Jordan Thompson. Two balls, one strike, one away. Chalice's pitch, that's a fastball, swung on and waved for strike two. Munoz digging back in, still against first hit in 2024. 2-2 on the way, swing and a miss, and it's a big one. Jordan Chalice, two down. And the Quakes down to their final out here in the ninth inning. Strikeout brought to you by Allstate Insurance, Abraham Gian. A huge clutch strikeout from Jordan Chalice. Entered the day with 14 strikeouts. The 20-year-old from the Dominican Republic is one out away from the four-out save. It would be his third save of the season. First pitch, outside corner, strike number one. Gerald Perez, to keep this ball game alive, he's reached base safely three times today. 0-1 pitch, popped to the right side. Will it stay in play? It appears to be so. Jackson Feltner unable to make the grab. Tried to go with the little basket catch, and it ends up hitting the dirt that surrounds the ballpark. Good effort by Feltner. Never an easy play for first baseman to run into foul territory and make the grab over his head. And with two down, Prez will make the slow walk back to the batter's box where he's behind in the count 0-2. No balls, two strikes, two away. Gerald Perez batting 303. He's looking to get on base once again, and instead it misses upstairs for ball one. One ball and two strikes. Replay there. Head level. Chalice will get ready for the pitch. To 1-2. The deal. Foul tipped. Unable to be held on to by De Leon. And Adrian just staying in the crouch. I think he was more in disbelief that he couldn't make the grab rather than in some sort of pain. Either way, home plate umpire Jeremy Rada will make his way out to give a new ball to Chalice. Jordan, 41 strikeouts in his minor league career. A signee in 2023. 1-2 and two down. The pitch to Perez to close it out. Hit into center field. It's shallow. It's going to stay on the infield. Torrens underneath it, and it's fitting for the Rawhide shortstop to make the grab to end the ball game. And Visalia, 5-4 winners on this Tuesday afternoon for our character counts day. Rawhide, 5 runs on 10 hits, 1 error. Meanwhile, for the Quakes, they have 4 runs on 10 hits and 1 error here on this Tuesday afternoon. Tomorrow's ball game, a 6:30 first pitch with Ben Hensley. He'll be on the call Wednesday through Friday. I'll be out of town graduating college at Texas State University on Thursday afternoon. So excited to go back home and graduate. But I'll be right back here on Sunday for the rest of the season. So until we talk again on Sunday afternoon, Ride 5-4 winners here on this Tuesday. We'll take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll have the post-game coverage at VisaliaRawhide.com. Rawhide, take the first game of the series 5-4, and until we see you on Sunday, a new special message for you. Have a great day, and eat them up, Cats.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
It's a cantina.
Welcome back to Valley Strong Ballpark. The Rawhider victorious on this Tuesday afternoon by Stanley improves to 12-15. Meanwhile, for Rancho, they fall to 15-11. Visalia, 5 runs on 10 hits, 1 error. Meanwhile, for Rancho, 4 runs on 10 hits and 1 error. And as we typically do for our post-game coverage, let's go through this ball game inning by inning. It started off first, Kendall George, Samuel Munoz, first two batters, first two outs. But Casey Anderson, he got into a little bit of trouble. Gerald Perez with a double with two down, a walk to Jose DePuala. And then with two outs, runners on first and second, a single from Jordan Thompson, loads the bases, one of 3 hits from Thompson in this ball game, but a clutch. Jesus Galiz strikeout gets Casey Anderson through inning number one with bases loaded and no runs allowed. Heading into the bottom of the first inning, Visalia, they had 1 hit. It came from Ruben Santana. Unfortunately, Santana leaves the ballgame early. It's Anderson Rojas who finishes the ballgame for Visalia. Heading into the top of the second inning, Rancho, first team to score here in this series. It was Jefferson Valadares with a leadoff double. One batter later, Oswaldo Osorio with a single. Then two batters later, Juan Alonso, the sacrifice RBI, scores a run, and the Rancho Quakes lead 1-0 heading into the bottom of the second inning. Not much brewing for Visalia in the bottom of the second. Biggest portion there, Drew Jones, less than 3 feet away from his second home run of the season. Heading into the bottom of the third, however, Visalia, they take their first lead of the night, and Visalia never looked back after that. 3 amazing defensive plays by Christopher Torin tonight. Cap it off with a solo home run, his second home run of the series. Torin, what a ball game he had to open up this series. Ruben Santana had a single as well. Junior Franco walks, and then an RBI single from Drew Jones gives the Rawhide 2 runs in the bottom of the third inning. Visalia, 3 runs in the both third and the fourth. Visalia scored 1 run in the fourth inning, thanks to an RBI double from Christopher Green, one of his 2 hits here in the ballgame. Top of the sixth inning, Jordan Thompson, first home run of the series, one of 2 home runs he hit this afternoon, a ball game where Jordan Thompson led the way offensively for Rancho, going 3-4-4. Bottom of the sixth, Visalia answers back quickly to the home run from Jordan Thompson. Then in the top of the eighth inning, Rancho, they threatened it. They tried to get back into the ball game. Solo home run with 1 down from Jordan Thompson. And then another run comes home to score. Oswaldo Osorio with an RBI. But then the real page turner in this ball game, a wild pitch that De Leon's able to scoop up. The underhand toss to the pitcher. Jordan Chavez applies a tag and barely gets a tag to get the Rawhide out of the inning. No more runs scored after that one. And Jordan Chavez gets the 4-out save on this Tuesday afternoon. So the winning pitcher for tonight's ball game, Hayden Dirk, he receives his first win of 2024. He pitches an inning and a third, 1 hit and 1 run allowed, including 1 strikeout. Meanwhile, for Rancho, it's Peyton Martin who receives his first loss of the season with an ERA of a 3.38. Jordan Chavez, he drops his ERA from a 0.9 to a 0.79. It's his third save here in 2024. Best ERA on the Rawhide here this season. What's up aside, and when we come back, we'll wrap things up and we'll get you ready for tomorrow's ball game in addition to looking at the out-of-town scoreboard. Rawhide victorious in game 1, 5-4. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball by CLARawhide.com.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota.
Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand. So hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit ends 4/30/24.
Welcome back to Valley Strong Ballpark, where the Rawhide, winners of Game 1 of this six-game series, they snapped the mini two-game losing streak, and they improved to 12-15. Meanwhile, for Rancho, they fall to 15-11 and now dropped two straight games in a row after dropping Game 2 of the doubleheader against the Modesto Nuts. Time to look at the out-of-town scoreboard. Out in Fresno, the Modesto Nuts, they lead 5-1. However, in the bottom of the ninth, Fresno threatening to tie things up. Bases loaded with one away for the Fresno Grizzlies. Meanwhile, up in San Jose, the Stockton Ports lead 3-0. They have bases loaded as well, and they're threatening to crack that ballgame wide open. And then down south in Lake Elsinore, the Storm 5-4 winners against the Inland Empire 66ers out in San Bernardino. Next up, we look around the Arizona Diamondbacks organization, where the Arizona Diamondbacks Complex League team, they're 2-0. They play the Angels later on today at 6 p.m. Meanwhile, out in Hillsboro, a 6:35 first pitch. The Spokane 15-7. Meanwhile, for Hillsboro, 11-15. Joe Elbus is scheduled to start tonight for the Hillsboro Hawks. Meanwhile, out in Double A, in Corpus Christi, the Hooks and Sod Poodles will get after it at 4:05 local time. And then lastly, out in AAA, the Reno Aces, they currently lead 6-2 over the Tacoma Rainiers at the moment. That game is in the top of the eighth inning. Meanwhile, out here at Valley Strong Ballpark, Rawhide with the win over the Rancho Quakes tomorrow evening, a 6:30 first pitch games Wednesday through Saturday, 6:30 first pitch time with Caden Grice scheduled to get the start tomorrow. Caden Grice, he's been so good at home, almost untouchable whenever the Rawhide had been at home. He'll look to bounce back after a little bit of a shaky outing whenever the Rawhide were out at Stockton. Meanwhile, for the Rancho Quakes, it will be Copen to get the start. It'll be Patrick Copen, the 6'6", 220 right-hander, acquired in the seventh round of the past summer's MLB draft out of Parkersburg, West Virginia. So that's a pitching matchup for tomorrow's ball game. And a reminder, for tomorrow's ball game, I'll be out of town. Ben Hensley will be on the call Wednesday through Friday on the MILB app, along with MyTV53. You can also catch the game here at MyCLARawhide.com. I'll be graduating college. When I come back on the air on Sunday, I will be a graduated man. Excited for that when I return on Sunday, and I'll be with you for the rest of the season. So I'll be gone for 3-4 days. Don't you worry. I will be back for the rest of the year. Ben Hensley, you'll be in good hands for the next couple days. Meanwhile, here in Visalia, as we get ready to wrap things up, Visalia, 5 runs, 10 hits, 1 error. Meanwhile, for Rancho, they had 4 runs on 10 hits and 1 error. The winner for today's ball game, Hayden Dirk, gets the win. He's now 1-0. Meanwhile, Peyton Martin, he suffers a loss. He's 0-1. Jordan Chalas receives his 3rd save of the season. It took us 2 hours and 26 minutes in front of a crowd of 3,118 fans on our carriage account today, and a big shout-out to our sponsors at Tulare County Office of Education and Will to Sheriff Ford. Tomorrow ball game, 6:30 p.m. You catch it right here at ViceLARawhide.com and on MyTV53 and the MILB app. So, until you and I talk again on Sunday afternoon at 12:05, Ben Hensley will be on the call tomorrow at 6:30 right here at ViceLARawhide.com. So, until we talk on Sunday, have a great night and go Rawhide!